At 26 years old, Swartz was facing federal prosecution and up to 30 years in prison for using a laptop to download millions of articles from the digital archive JSTOR. The internet activist wanted to make those articles widely available to the public. In January, 2 years after his indictment, Swartz hanged himself. His suicide sparked a national debate over whether MIT and federal prosecutors were too aggressive in seeking prosecution.
It's not that MIT wasn't too aggressive in prosecuting Aaron Swartz. MIT never asked for Aaron to be prosecuted.
MIT professor Hal Abelson led the six-month review that included interviews with 50 people and concluded the school didn't want Swartz to go to jail. The report did find the school didn't take into account the broader context of the case.
It's not a question of going after Aaron Swartz. It's just basically not being engaged as an intellectual community.
Swartz's broad base of supporters have characterized MIT's review as a whitewash, and Swartz's father has said MIT should have advocated for his son. Professor Hal Abelson says the review committee had many heartbreaking conversations with Swartz's father, but ultimately it decided MIT did the right thing by staying on the sidelines.
We actually think that neutrality was appropriate at the beginning of the prosecution. Where one can ask a little bit deeper is, as this went on for, gosh, a year and a half, should MIT have gotten more involved and think about what it was doing? And we didn't see that happening.
On campus, reactions to MIT's review were mixed.
I'm not quite certain that they considered all the options.
Nuclear engineering student Samuel Brinton says he knew of Swartz as a brilliant mind, and he would have liked to see the university support him.
I think if MIT truly believed what it preaches a lot, it preaches open education. If they truly believed that they were being neutral, I think they could have done more.
On the other side of campus, European history professor Jeff Revelle points out that higher education has yet to establish a gatekeeper in a digital environment, and he wants to take more time to review MIT's study of the Aaron Swartz case before he passes judgment.
I would expect that this report will have credibility. I don't think you can say it whitewashes it until you've read it and studied it carefully. Once that's been done, if it's still found lacking, then more review should be done.
At this point, Revelle says the review seems to be extensive, but as a historian, he recognizes that sometimes the most critical information doesn't always survive in the archive. Kirk Carapeza, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.